Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Glory to the King. Hey, Saints, this is Elder Donnie. I'll be your host this evening on this edition of Straight With Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. This is the brother segment, and I just want to bless you all. Saints, let me get the sound check for those of you who are in the chat room, Brother Ugly, House of Sean. Hallelujah. Brother Ugly says it's 10. All right. Appreciate that, Brother Ugly. It looks like we got no interferences or anything, which is good. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for that. I pray that you all are doing well this day, Saints, and that you are encouraged. Glory to the King. Thank the Father that he allowed us to see yet another day. Hallelujah. We have another opportunity, another chance to repent. Hallelujah. Got another chance to get things right before him. So grateful for that. Let me go ahead and read, Saints, as I always do. I start the show off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Sean. Appreciate that. Tell you what, all of the madness that's going on in the world, and the enemy is busy. He truly is busy. So just thank the Father for that we're clothed in our right frame of mind. We can see the enemy. We see how he's operating. And we're not ignorant to the devil's devices. Hallelujah. So we thank y'all for that. We go to Psalms, Saints. Psalms 19, starting verse 7. It says, "The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is trustworthy, making wise the young men. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The reverence of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. They are more to be coveted than gold, yea, than precious stones, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and if he keep them, he shall be greatly rewarded." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we view the commandments as such as to be desired more than gold? Do we really believe that we're going to be rewarded in keeping of them? We have so many accounts in just in the Torah just telling us of what would happen to us if we kept the law, and if we keep the law, if we guard God's law, his ways, his instructions for life for us, Israel. And if we hold them in high regard, what would happen to us? But there's many, many promises, Saints of the Most High. You know, we've come to believe, well, and we've been taught that the law is done away with and it's no good. But we can see the benefits of it. We see it, the fruit of it. Hallelujah. Especially in this day and in this hour, how we have come out of darkness into his marvelous light, and we've been experiencing it. Hallelujah. A lot of revelation, a lot of truth, just mind-blowing truths that come forth from our shepherd. And just the lives of many of us have changed tremendously. Our health is restored. Our minds are restored, are clear. The old paths. Just all that we've been, the Most High has blessed us with, we can see that it's real and it is true. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for it, Saints. I really am. Can we read one more thing here in Deuteronomy 6? It says, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one. And you shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall repeat them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way And when you lie down and when you rise up, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as a token between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Hallelujah. So we should always keep the commandments. We should always keep the law close to us. We should always have it near unto us. It's nigh unto us. And even teaching our children, which is most important, those of us who have children, so that they grow up in the right way. Hallelujah. Yah's laws are not too far from us where we can't keep them. They are close to us. They are obtainable. He will never put too much on us than what we can bear. Hallelujah. So it's only for our edification. It's only for our strength. It's for us. It says it's our life. You hear that, saints? Our life. Glory to the King. But, man, this is, as I mentioned earlier, I'm Elder Donnie. I'll be hosting this evening of the brother segment. And I always want to give praise and honor to whom honor is due, to our Yah, Most High, and blessing him for everything he's done for us, being mindful of us, sending Yeshua, his son, coming down in the flesh. You hear that? Taking the sins of us all. Glory to the King. And we are grateful for that, and always acknowledging him, always, no matter what. You know, even when our bellies are full, you know, as the words say, we are to remember him and acknowledge him. All right, knowing that we can't live by food only, but by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Hallelujah, we are to live by. Hallelujah. Also to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Dow, blessings unto him. Also Pastor Corey, all of the teachers in the ministry, all of the elders, deacons, blessings to all of you. And all my brothers and sisters, the beloved of Yah. Hallelujah. No greater calling than that of a saint. And I just want to bless you all and thank you all for joining me this evening. Hallelujah. You know, saints, I wanted to come on here and just, honestly, just to remind you guys, just to remind you of something. And it's very, it may seem simple, and it may, you know, and I don't have a whole bunch of words either. Don't have a whole bunch of verses. But just wanted to talk to y'all this evening, real briefly, because, you know, we allow things to slip. The word even tells us that, you know, that we allow things to slip. But I find it very, very important just to mention this to you, because we need to constantly keep this at the forefront of our minds. We need to constantly pray, saints. Constantly be in prayer. The word even tells us to pray without ceasing. You know, we walk in the flesh so much, and we don't even realize it. You know, we often tell each other, and for the moment it is comforting to hear, you know, well, I'll pray for you, or I'll lift you up, I'll keep you lifted. Don't worry, I'll pray. We use that word so loosely. How many of us really do that? How many of us really make that a part of our everyday routine, our lifestyle, to pray, speaking in tongues, building up ourselves in our most holy faith? Is that, it seems simple, but it's not that simple, because the flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We can find ourselves throughout the day or at any given time caught up in the flesh. Something may happen to us, not even thinking about it, what's really going on. And we react in such a way that's not of Yah. We get sidetracked, or, you know what I mean? We just lose it because we're not in the spirit. The word even tells us to walk in the spirit, so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, we got to be discerning what's going on. We got to know what we need to be doing, whether we need to be, you know, binding or loosing, whether or not we need to be returning curses, you know what I mean, casting down thoughts and imaginations, all of these different things. We got to do this on a continual basis. What I see happening is that the enemy just wreaking havoc on us because we're not fighting the way we should. We're not on guard the way we should. We're not being sober. We're not watching. Watch and pray. We need to wake up out of sleep. Wake up out of sleep. Rise. Wake up and pray so that you're not enticed to sin, so that you're not tempted by the evil one. And see, that's how all of these little mishaps, they happen, all of this quarreling and fighting and all of this, these wars that's going on in the midst of us. Because we're not being sober. We're not watching. We're not praying. We're not hip to what's going on and what the enemy is doing. You know, it saddens me, man, honestly. And I know, and I guess I come to the realization that we're going to always deal with these issues in Israel where, you know, there's misunderstanding, there's differences, and there's things like this. But it's a shame. You know, I see the sisters and the way that they operate. You know, they just allow the enemy to run rampant in their minds. But for the brothers, come on, man. Brothers, man, we need to get up off of that hype. Sitting here allowing the enemy to put us one against another. We got to realize that this battle, man, it's not about flesh and blood, man. It's bigger than that. It's way bigger than that. There's nothing from without that can destroy us. And we got to be keen and we got to be watching that thing. Let me read a couple things real quickly. You go to Luke. Go to Luke 22. And it says, Luke 22 and verse 4, it says, and when he, talking about Messiah, was at the place, he said unto them, talking about his disciples, pray that you enter not into temptation. I'm going to keep reading. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down, and he prayed, saying, Father, if thou will be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. So we see the Messiah here. We see what he did. He prayed. He often prayed. He would often set himself apart to pray, no matter what the situation was. Not only when there was just agony and when it was a hardship. Sometimes he would pray all throughout the night, just praying. Showing us the example. And when he rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep you? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Some of us, we could be wide awake, literally wide awake. We're going about our normal life, but yet we're asleep. We're not even aware of what's going on. We're not even aware of that the enemy of our soul is not sleeping. He's seeking whom he may devour. And these are the ones, these are the taught ones who are with the Messiah. They saw his manner of life. They saw everything. But because of sorrow, but because of what was going on, man, these people, they weren't watching. They were asleep. He told them, y'all get up, man. Y'all rise up. We're no different. We're no different, saints. There's a lot going on around us, quite a bit. You know what I mean? And it's easy to lose it. It's easy to lose track and lose focus of what's going on. But as our shepherd always tells us, what's our example? What's our measuring stick? We always look to the Messiah. We always look to what he did. And we see how he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. He knew that his time was coming for him to be offered up. But even in that, right, saints? He sought the Father. And he got strength. a lot of times we try to do things on our own, man. We try to go after this thing, and I mean, we can only do so much. Even our speech, you know what I mean? We don't even know how to talk. You know, I've been doing this. I've been trying to do this, and I can't even do it. I can't even accomplish. No, you can't do it. You can't do it. Where is your strength? Where does your strength come from? Does it come from you or does it come from Yah? We forget so easily. So we're so caught up in the flesh. How many times we literally take a step back, saints? How many times do we take a step back and just be still and just evaluate what's going on? All right, I know what I need to be doing right now. I need to be binding. I need to be loosing right now. You know, I need to be casting these thoughts down, man. I need to be returning these curses right now. That's what I need to be doing right now. I need to be praying in tongues right now. That's what I need to be doing. Oh, my brother, my sister came on my. Oh, that's what I need. I need to lift them up right now. I don't know what it is exactly, but I know the Father knows. Do we do that? Do we pray for one another? Do we lift up one another? Oh, we just, you know. Oh, I was just thinking about you the other day. Yeah, yeah, you came to mind. Oh, but yeah, that's all I did. Yeah, but did you pray for him? Did you pray for him? Oh no, but I thought about you. I hadn't thought about you all week long. But then you came to my mind. It's been some time since I thought about you. But did you pray? You know what I mean? So we got to get after this. Thanks to the Most High. We definitely got to get after it. I'm gonna go from there. I'm gonna go to Colossians real quick. Colossians chapter 3. Y'all doing all right this evening? I really, really hope so. And I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I don't have a bunch of notes laid out. I do, but they not. It just wasn't flowing. I literally had to just put them up, man. I'm just watching what's going on, saints. I really am. And, you know, just even last night, man, I was at Straightway, man. We sitting here trying to enjoy the Shabbat, man. We're not thinking about the heathen. You know what I mean? Of course we know they're there. We ain't thinking about them, man. We enjoying one another. You know how it's been. We were away from each other for so long. So, you know, we want to enjoy and take and just soak it all in, you know, being amongst the saints, among the righteous. We'll deal with the heathen when we got to deal with them. But here we are trying to enjoy ourselves. And here come the devil acting a fool. There we are trying to bring in the Shabbat on 6 day evening. And the devil acting a fool. You know what I mean? And you know what, saints, we got to keep in mind? It's always during the feast that we get, like, the most. It's like a heightened attack on us. No matter if it's the hub, or if it's one of the communities, homesteads, assemblies, it's always an attack, you know what I mean? And so we got to be watching that, saints, and be ready and willing. You know what I mean? We got to be watching these things. But anyway, we over at Shabbat, and y'all seen the videos. Y'all see what's going on, man. You know, instead of us getting out in rage, you know, some of y'all in other countries and stuff, I mean, ain't nothing you can do. You know what I mean? Some of y'all, like, a few states over, it's 5-10 hours away. Ain't no sense of you getting upset. The way you take out your anger is you pray. You get down, you let Yah deal with it. You know what I'm saying? We should have a mighty force just praying and warring, right, on the behalf of us all. We can do so much more, saints. So much more. We got to realize this thing is spiritual. You know what I mean? When I saw what was going on, and I'm going to be honest with you, I did. I started praying right then and there, you know what I mean, against the enemy, because I see what's going on, see what he's trying to do, see how he's trying to disrupt. You know, and if we all in our feelings, all in our flesh, man, we're going to operate after that. You know what I mean? We don't want to be doing that, man. We want to fight righteously. Y'all say vengeance is mine. Y'all know what he did with our people when they went up against these other nations. It was few of them, but Yah did it. He's the one. And he did it in such a way that they didn't even think. It wasn't even the conventional way of fighting these wars and things, right? And that's the same way we got to be. There's no rules in spiritual warfare. We got to get after them. We got to get after them that way. Put it to their ass, you know? So as they love cursing, let it be returned back unto them. Father, let them eat the fruit of their own labor. And you ain't got to have no limitations on what you pray. Sometimes I pray some of the things that come to my mind. Father, let boils and scabs and let confusion come upon them, even blindness, Father. You know, let fear come upon them like never before. How the word talk about, you know, the righteous and being bold as the lion, right? these fearful folk, these wicked folk, how fear come upon them. That's how I pray. Let them feel it, Father, and let them know. Let confusion come upon their minds. Vex them as they wanted to vex us. I mean, we got to be sending out fire and judgment on these people, man. This is our heritage. This is who we are. And the same for where you at and what's going on in your area, your respective area. You don't believe how the enemy would rise up and put people in place to torment you or to try to vex you. And we're looking at the person instead of what's really going on spiritually. Man, yeah, it's serious, Father. It's real. It's all out warfare. And as Shepherd was saying, it's gonna come a time. It's gonna be a time when we're gonna have to fight physically. We're gonna have to literally physically fight. That's a part of our heritage as well. We always had to fight, always. But the one thing he told us is we need to be ready. Always, we need to always be ready. Glory to the King. Let's see where we're at. Colossians here. Starting at verse 3. And it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of Yah. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. And look at verse 5. It says, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. You hear that? It says, mortify them. And kill that. Which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of Yah cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of Yah, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Yah rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. Hallelujah. And see, that tied into what I was saying earlier about, you know, just bickering and being war and fighting amongst each other, missing it, totally missing it. How the hell are we going to fight against the enemy? Yeah, we fighting one another. We can't even have each other's back like this thing is telling us to do, like the word is telling us to do. We got to think about one another, man. Have charity for one another, man. Kindness. We got to be long-suffering, saints. You ain't never seen a house that is divided. It cannot stand. It just can't do it. So in order for us to be able to go and fight against the enemy, you know what I mean, to wage war against the enemy and fight and to be able to protect ourselves, we got to be together, saints of Most High. I hope it's making sense. We got to be together, one accord, one heart, one mind. Can't be selfish in this thing. We got to give up. You know what? I'm going to share this with you. And I didn't plan to, but myself and some brethren got together, and this is what we're going to be doing, praying. And we had already had it in our minds and our hearts to be doing this on behalf of Israel. And some of the things that came up in prayer is really selfishness, you know. We don't want to give up of ourselves. You know, it's just too much. We're too bound in that area. We're too bound, saints. It's a lot of vanity, a lot of emptiness and worthlessness, and a lot of things that we keep up that shouldn't even be named among us in Israel. You know the type of effect that we can have, saints? One of the brothers was sharing with me, he was telling me, you know, the elite in this world. Just reiterating this, because, you know, we all know this. We all know how they operate. We say, you know, they're afraid of us. They're literally afraid of us, Israel. They're afraid that if we come together, one heart, one mind, one soul, one spirit, and we pray unto Yah, they know the destruction that we can cause. Why is it that we don't know it, saints? Why is it? Even in deliverance, we have demonic spirits speaking out, saying these things, telling us these things. But we're so divided, we're so selfish, we're so lazy, we're so slothful that we can't even get the work done. So these other people, they know it, man. They know the type of force that we could be. Hallelujah. We come together. We war and we fight together. And we got each other's back. Hallelujah. The word even tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. So we can do much, saints of the Most High. We definitely could do a lot. But the word of the hour that I want to get across is prayer. Remember Shepherd told us, let us not forget it. He told us we should be praying more in the spirit, speaking in tongues, right? Because we're looking for a mighty move of Yah. It's still not a time to relax that. We still need to keep it going. We need to be praying more, you know, in our spiritual tongue than we do in our natural tongue. Just to reiterate this, remember he told us these things, right? Some mighty things are going to happen. We got to be willing. We got to be the ones to do it. We got to get it done. We let a lot of things slip. It don't cost you nothing. It don't cost you nothing. And you can do it wherever you are. You don't have to be all the time in your prayer closet. You know, we need Yah all day, every day. We need his strength. We need his guidance. We need his wisdom all the time. Not only when we get into a pinch or in a crunch or in a difficult time or hardship. That's what the heathen do. That's what they do, man. They know that he exists, but they will not acknowledge him. Well, Israel, how is it for us? How is it that we can get up in the morning and not give any reverence to Yah, go throughout the day, maybe pray when we eat a meal, maybe pray when we get in our vehicles and take off, but that's all we got? We don't have anything else? We don't have no reverence for Yah to seek his face? Maybe I'm off, saints. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I don't get it. But I think this is the hour of prayer. I think this is the time to draw closer to Yah, to draw closer to him. That is a mighty, mighty weapon that we have, prayer. It don't cost you nothing. A little bit of sacrifice of utterance out of your mouth, a little sacrifice of obedience, a little sacrifice of righteousness with a pure heart. And don't allow your current circumstance. We have Yeshua, the Messiah. If we need to repent, we need to ask for forgiveness. He's faithful and he's just. All we got to do, we got to open up our mouths, man. Don't let that keep you from him. We all fall short. We all make mistakes. We all have issues and things we have to deal with. Don't let none of that stuff keep you from going before Yah. Humbling yourself before the throne of grace. Humble, seeking his face. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do, saints. We need to rise in this time that we're in. We need to wake up out of sleep. Wake up lest we are tempted. Tempted to yield to sin. To lie down. to rest. Remember what I spoke about King David some time ago, and how it was a time of war when kings should be in battle. But, you know, David felt like, you know what, I'm going to just chill, man. I'm going to just be, you know, I'm going to sleep in, you know. But he was required to be somewhere. But we all know his reputation. We all know his history. Mighty man of war. A mighty man of valor. But even him took a break, felt like, you know what, I don't need to do this right now. I can just chill. And found himself caught up in temptation, sleeping, was not aware, was not watching. And if this great man in Israel, this great man who's after Yah, fashioned after Yah's own heart, loved the commandments, sung about it all the time, hid that word in his heart, if he could slip up, if he could be let sin come in, yield to sloth, and then allow sin to come in, what do you think about us? Do we have the luxury? And I'm not saying we're going to be, you know, just perfect at it all, just right out the gate, but no, it takes time. It takes time to, it's a lifestyle. Right? We got to even learn and investigate. We can even look and see how, even in the Psalms, let me read a couple of them to you right here, how they would even pray and start prayers. And you can learn a lot. So I was just doing this past week, really spending a lot of time in the Psalms, just checking it out. A lot of encouragement there, a lot of edification. You can learn so much from it. It even teaches you how you can walk, right? Psalms 44, just for an example, 44:24. Why do you hide your face, ignoring our affliction and our oppression? For our being is bowed down to the dust, our bodies cleave to the earth. Arise, be our help, and redeem us for your loving kindness' sake. If we only learn how to speak like our ancients spoke. And this is a man who loved y'all. I mean, so much you can gain from this. Quicken me after your loving kindness, so I keep the testimony of your mouth, and take not that word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your judgments. Yah is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. I have been young and I am not and now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah delivered him out of them all. I mean, we got so much. We need to, so much we can do, so much we can have here that we need to always remind Yah of his word, right? And when we pray, remind him of his word. Bring him in remembrance of it. Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Attend to the voice of my cry, my sovereign and my Elohim. For unto you I pray. Hallelujah. So we even see that King would even pray even in the midnight hours. He would get up early, even before the sun came up, to pray. To spend time to commune with Yah, to get direction, to get focus. Hallelujah. Let us do like the word says, saints. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Glory to King. Saints, I'm going to take a quick break, ministry break real quick, and I'll be right back, all right? Shalom.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr., and Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A, FAYETTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, saints. The King is coming. Hallelujah. Elder Donnie here, saints, on this edition of the Brother Segment, Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. So just talking briefly on the subject of prayer, man, and just to encourage each and every last one of us, even myself, just to continue on in prayer and to just really make that a routine, a part of our lifestyles. Hallelujah. As the word says in 1 Peter 4 and 7, it says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer." Hallelujah. So we need to always be watching and praying, fasting and praying, watching unto prayer. Hallelujah. I want to read something real quick. And this is we got to really be careful. I know Elder Becker did a video on YouTube just, I believe, last week or so, and just talking about how folk, man, are super, super spiritual these days, and so many people have a word from Yah, and just everything is from Yah, and this is from Yah. We got a lot of dreamers around here, dreaming all kind of stuff, and there's some who really have these gifts of interpreting dreams, and some that do have dreams, but then there's others, you know, just nothing spiritual about them at all. I'd caution you to watch that, man. Watch that and just be very careful and watch for that. In the book of, let me get to it, Ecclesiastes, Sirach, chapter 34. Let me read this. It talks about dreams. It says, "The hopes of a man void of understanding are vain and false. And dreams lift up fools. Whoso regardeth dreams is like him that catcheth at a shadow and followeth after the wind. The vision of dreams is the resemblance of one thing to another, even as the likeness of a face to a face. Of an unclean thing, what can be cleansed? And from that thing which is false, what truth? Divinations and soothsayings and dreams are vain. And the heart fancieth a woman's heart in travail. If they be not sent from the Most High in thy visitation, set not thy heart upon them. For dreams have deceived many, and they have failed that put their trust in them." So, man, be very careful of dreams, man. Be very careful of the things that, especially that go on in your mind as you sleep. And don't be so quick to believe, you know, anybody when they send stuff, man. I had somebody send me some crap. Somebody had a dream about me wrecking a truck or injuring myself or something like that. And I'm like, come on, man, what kind of stuff is that? I can't receive nothing like that, and neither will I. You know what I mean? Yah is my protection. Yah is my strength. Especially if you know these people ain't spiritual, ain't got no kind of spirituality. What in the world are you going to send me some crap like that? So you got to be watching for stuff like this. And then our curses all over the place. So be on guard, Israel, and watch, man, and watch. And don't take shit from people. Don't take shit face value and thinking these people, man, these people, it's a lot of wickedness out there, saints. You got to be very careful, all right? Be very careful of the things that go into our eye gate, our ears, and just constantly be on the defense and warring. While we're in that chapter there, let me see what else we got. Verse 24 says, when one prayeth and another curseth, whose voice will Yahweh hear? He that washeth himself after the touching of a dead body, if he touch it again, what availeth his washing? So it don't make sense, right? That's like if a person's sinning, they just keep sinning, and they go repent to Yah, and they get clean, and then they go right back and do the same thing all over again. What good is it that you've done that, you know? So it is with a man that fasteth for his sins and goeth again and doeth the same. Who will hear his prayer? Or what doeth his humbling profit him? So it's for nothing. It's all in vain, right? He really didn't have any intentions on changing or doing anything differently. And so some of us, and maybe that's probably why we don't pray, and that's probably why we don't have the unction to pray or want to do so. So we know we're dirty. We know we're filthy. No, we can't come before the Father the way we are. That's why it don't even enter our conscience or our mind. But I guarantee when you need something, you're going to pray. I guarantee when you need something, you don't know how to humble yourself. Bad thinking, that's some bad behavior, that's some bad habits. I'm going to read another one. I got it marked here, but let me see what it is. This is Sirach 35:13. He will not accept any person against the poor man, but will hear the prayer of the oppressed. He will not despise the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she poureth out her complaint. Do not the tears run down the widow's cheek, and it is not her cry against him that has caused them to fall. He that serveth Yahweh shall be accepted with favor, and his prayer shall reach unto the clouds. Let me read that verse 16 again. It says, he that serveth Yahweh shall be accepted with favor, and his prayer shall reach unto the clouds. The prayer of the humble pierceth the clouds until it come nigh. He will not be comforted and will not depart till the Most High shall behold to judge righteously and execute judgment. Hallelujah. For Yahweh will not be slack, neither will the mighty be patient toward them till he have smitten in sunder the loins of the unmerciful and repaid vengeance to the heathen, till he have taken away the multitude of the proud and broken the scepter of the unrighteous, till he have rendered to every man according to his deeds and to the works of men according to their devices, till he have judged the cause of his people and made them to rejoice in his mercy. Mercy is seasonable in the time of affliction, and clouds of rain in the time of drought. Hallelujah. Well, glory, glory, saints. Like I said, I wouldn't be long. I said I only had just a few words. And for whatever reason, I've just been on prayer, on petitioning and supplication, interceding for Israel. What is that? Is it Deuteronomy, right? Ezekiel. Matter of fact, let me go there real quick. Ezekiel. And let me just find it. All right. Bear with me just a second, sons. Pray that y'all still good. Pray that y'all can still hear me. All is well. Let's see, is it good? One second, Saints. One second. I know it's in there. Ezekiel 22:30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore, I have poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, said the Master. I don't know about you, Israel, but I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for none of us. Hallelujah. Let us join forces, Israel. Let us pray. Let us intercede. Let us stand in the gap and make up the hedge for Israel, for one another. Glory to the King. Don't be so selfish in prayers. Don't be only thinking about yourself and what you want. Or Yah knows your needs. But think about the body, Israel. There's always somebody dealing with some type of infirmity in their body. There's somebody dealing with some type of vexation, some type of attack, some type of fight or battle that they're going through. Maybe it's something that you just got over or overcame or got peace in your life about. Pray that same thing for somebody else in Israel. Hallelujah. You don't have to know all the details. You don't have to know all the ins and outs, but let's keep one another lifted. All right. I always make it my business to lift up Israel, the fatherless, the widows, even the sisters that are with the child, just praying on their behalf and then praying for the brothers, for their strength, So it's always something that we can do, saints. And as we approach the feast, let's really, really be mindful and keeping one another lifted, keeping one another covered, returning curses often. The enemy don't like what we're doing. He don't like that we're restoring Yah is restoring unto us our true heritage, our culture, our identity, who we are. And he's going to do what he can to try to put up roadblocks and make this thing difficult for us. But let's keep fighting, saints. Let's keep warring. And let's keep going, charging forward, straight ahead. Hallelujah. So that's all I got for you this evening, saints. I just want us all to be encouraged, man, and spend that time with the Father, communing with him. Using that weapon that we have, the powerful weapon, very, very powerful, that we have to the relationship that we have to build with Yah, to humble ourselves before the throne. No other nation have that. No other nation out here can call on him like that unless they humble themselves, unless they come here, keep their law, his law, statutes, and commandments, unless they abide in him. They don't have that privilege. They don't have that right. So we got a huge advantage, hallelujah, in this time frame that we're in, because we need him more now than ever before. Than when we first believed, we need it now. And it's not just because we're in a time, where things are different, or it could be a time of hardship or persecution. But no, we just need him, hallelujah. We need direction. We need guidance. We need for our shepherd's faith to increase. We need that the word is not hindered. You know what I mean? We need for us to come together, one heart, one mind. We need the eyes of our understanding opened so that we can really, truly receive the keys, so that we can really, truly receive all that's being revealed unto us in this last time. Hallelujah. So, saints, I pray that y'all are encouraged. Pray that it's just not words. It's just not talking. It's just not a show. It's not for entertainment. It's not something you do, just to, fill up a time slot or, allow time to pass. Let it be something that's real, saints, that we do. Always, going back and going over the messages and dissecting them, Because yesterday their message was, it was heavy, it's hard-hitting, and it was truth. Glory to the King. You know that there are things are lawful, but everything is not expedient. It's not profitable. So let's keep that in our minds and our hearts, and constantly praying and warring, lifting up one another, because we need it, saints. We definitely, I know I do. Hallelujah. So y'all be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged, and pray that the saints that are traveling this way are safe and are protected. And this is a good time, good opportunity for those of you out there that don't have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Go after it, seek it. Not that you have to do it only during this time of the year, but take advantage of it. Hallelujah. There is some strength, there is some power in feast days, and we want to definitely take advantage of it. And no matter where you are, you should be in one mind and one spirit as we partake in this feast in which the Father called all men to assemble before him. Hallelujah. Keeping that in mind and taking it seriously. You know, Shepherd told us some years ago, he said always before a feast, he always take it upon himself to set himself apart. You know what I mean? He said somebody got to do it. Somebody has to do it. And he always does it. And we see the level of power and might and the word that comes forth because of his sacrifice. Hallelujah. He shouldn't be the only one doing it. You know what I mean? The elders shouldn't be the only ones doing it. And I will say this, Israel, I know sisters get together, and I know they do corporate prayer, and I know they get after it. But us brothers, us men in Israel, we need to be manning up. And we need to get in there as well and pray and war and get after it. And just really lift up all of Israel, standing in the gap, making up the hedge. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Saints, y'all be encouraged this evening. And remember, saints, remember that this battle, this fight is not with flesh and blood, man. This is spiritual. This is spiritual that we're dealing with. And we got to mortify the deeds of our flesh. We got to kill off that old man. We got to change our minds, man. Be washed with the water of the word. Hallelujah. And start being proactive and not be sleeping, not be caught slipping while the enemy is out here, you know what I'm saying, laughing at us because we ain't even prepared. We ain't even watching what's going on and how he's operating, how he's moving. Hallelujah. So let us keep that in the forefront of our minds, saints. Y'all be encouraged this day. Elder Donnie here, I'm signing off, saying peace and blessings to you all, man. I pray that y'all have a prosperous week. And that y'all stay the course, all right? Shalom, shalom. Bless you all. Love you all. Shalom.